HSRHealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hi there, this is Sally Kirkland. Hello on this kind of foggy Monday in L.A. And I'm here with my best friend and caretaker, Lavender Howard. Hi, Lavender.
Hey, Sally.
I love the way she says, sometimes she says, hey, Sal. She's one of the few people that calls me Sal. So what I thought we'd do today with the show is we'd interview each other. I'll ask her a question about her life, but she can ask me a question about my life, and we'll see what happens. So I'll start with me. So, Lavender, what was the happiest moment in your life?
I never thought about the happiest moment in my life, but the happiest moment in my life had to be graduating high school.
Uh-huh. And you're 26 now, right?
Yeah, I'm 26 now, so this was, I graduated at 16, so, which was 10 years ago, and it was around the time my brother had passed, and I was having a really rough time focusing. So, and you know, in high school, you don't know if you're going to graduate until grades come out, and the first semester, my grades had really dropped, and I never really been like, a bad student, but I was just having a really hard time focusing, so my grades had dropped tremendously. I went from A's, B's, and some C's to F's, and I couldn't turn my assignments in on time, which also was penalizing me. So my senior year was really rough for me, and I didn't really know if I was going to make it through. I thought I was going to be a super senior.
Uh-huh. Now tell me a little bit about how your brother passed and how old he was when that happened.
My brother, he was 18 years old, and he's a few years older than me. So I was 15 at the time. He was 18, so we're 3 years apart. It was summertime of my junior year, so I was going to be a senior. And like I said, always been a good student, so we lived in Lancaster, California, and we were out there for quite some time, and he started a job. He had just turned 18, I want to say a month prior, and he had started a job at CVS in Lancaster, and we had a car. My mom had a car, but she worked also, and I went to school, and he had just got a job, so he caught the bus often to the places he needed to go. And he was really just in a crossfire. He was getting off the bus. He was shot getting off the bus in a crossfire of something somebody else had going on.
That was tragic.
Yeah, that was very tragic.
That must have broke your heart.
Yes, I was actually in summer school when it happened. The day it happened, I was in summer school. And I usually keep my phone on me. But this one particular day, I didn't. So I didn't, everybody had already knew about it, and I kind of had got picked up early, and I didn't know, and it was very tragic. I was very sad. And now that I'm older, I realize that that has sent me into a deep depression. I didn't know it then because I didn't really know what depression was, but I realize it now that I was depressed.
Yeah, and how did you get out of that depression?
Well, honestly, I didn't get out of it until I was probably about 21, 22, because I didn't know how to grieve.
Right.
So I would push a lot of my emotions and my feelings to the side, and I didn't really deal with things head on. So I tried not to think about it, or I tried to make excuses for it, like, oh, this is, it's not real, or he'll come back, or, like, you know, I made a lot of excuses for it instead of just dealing with my emotions and, you know, crying my pain out, or however people deal with grieving. So when I was 20 years old, I realized I was depressed when my mood was always, I'll be happy one moment and then sad the next, and then back happy, then back sad. Depression is very weird. So I have started seeing a therapist because my emotions was out of control. I was out of whack. Right. I started seeing a therapist, and I started learning more about depression as I got into the nursing field. So I started taking my prereqs, and I was becoming a CNA, and I was learning more, and I was like, dang, I must be depressed, because all these emotions that they're saying that people that depressed having, I was having. So I seen a therapist, and I talked to a therapist about it, and I was telling her, and she was like, well, it sounds like you might be depressed. And then she was telling me, like, the only way out of your depression is you have to deal with it on your own. You have to find your way out of your own depression. So I started going to church more. So I started going to church, and I started praying more. And then when I was 24, I had realized that I was no longer depressed. I was always having one emotion, and a lot of things didn't affect me as much as they did when I was depressed. My emotion was kind of intact. And sometimes I still go in and out of, like, you know, all right, I'm feeling sad today, or I'm okay today. But I kind of know how to deal with my emotions now.
So would you say that believing in God helped you?
Yes, I think believing in God helped me a lot. And then I started reading the Bible and just learning the word, and for the right reasons, because I always went to church from when I was younger. But I feel like when I was younger, it's more so because my mom said to do it, go to church. It wasn't something that I was just willing to do. But as I got older, it was like, okay, I do want to go to church. I am okay with going to church, you know? So I do believing in God helped me out a lot.
Do you still want to be a full-time nurse?
Yeah, well, that is tricky because I've always wanted to be a nurse from the time when I was a kid on up. Because they make money. They make a lot of money. They make great money. But as I got in the field, I learned that it's not what I want to do. It's not something I'm looking forward to anymore.
Right. Is it too full-time hard work?
Well, yeah. And then I was supposed to go to be an RN. So I started off as a CNA, which is more so a background nurse. So the RNs, the LVNs, they deal with all the paperwork. They deal with all the medication and all the hard stuff. Really, I'm just here to care for people. So I was like, dang, I want to do the RN because, again, it makes the money. But I started learning as I've been in school, like, as an RN, you're the leader. Yes, there's a doctor, but the doctor is barely around. So you're the leader. You're the boss. And everything is on you. You have no room for mistakes. You have no room to mess up. You have no room to be like, oh, I just need a break. It's none of that. It's all in or nothing.
Right. Did you ever think about being a caretaker before you were a caretaker?
Well, I decided when I became a caretaker, it was more so to get in the field of doing the RN work.
Uh-huh.
And taking the precaution steps so, like, when I do finish nursing school, I'll be able to be like, all right, I already have a lot of what is the word? I already have a lot of, like, experience.
Right. You told me once that you wanted to take care of 5 people at once.
Oh, yes. So what I want to do is open up, I don't want to call it, like, a nursing home, but it'll be like a home. And it will be for, like, older people who don't want to be in a convalescent home, because convalescent homes can be depressing, and I've worked in plenty of them. So I want to do 5 people. I want to get a home. And each person will have their own room, and it would be like a home away from home for them. Because I know how it is to be in a small room and not getting all the attention that you need or the help that you need because there's 70 other people here.
Right. And how long do you think before you start doing that?
Well, June, I start all my paperwork. I take I've signed up for administrating class. I take that class in June. I'll start my paperwork in June. And then I also will start looking for an actual house in a nice neighborhood. Maybe I'm thinking Burbank, which is not far. So I'm thinking Burbank because they have very nice homes. And I'll be looking to get a home and start everything I need to start, and then I'll be accepting 5 people. I'll have 3 workers, including myself, so I'll be very hands-on, because a lot of places, the administrator, the boss, is never hands-on. They leave it up to the clients, but I want to be more hands-on, because I want everybody in my facility to be treated right. I want everything to be on a straight line. I don't want no one feeling like they're mistreated. I want to be able to do activities. I want to take the clients fishing. I want them to do weekly dances, you know, fun things.
Right. Maybe singing, too?
Yeah. I want them to do karaoke. I want to do different, like, I want to have, like, a fun Friday to start the weekend off, and every Friday they'll do something fun, whatever it is. And then I also want to take them out into the neighborhood, the opening, like the market or whatever, and let them get whatever they want once a week also. And I was
reading yesterday about Taylor Swift, who I'm fascinated by, and Travis Kelce, her boyfriend, going to the zoo. And I thought to myself, God, I haven't been to the zoo in 20, 30 years. Maybe I should go to the zoo for a change.
Mm.
Would you like to do something like that?
Yeah, definitely. I love the zoo. I love this zoo. I love L.A. Zoo, but my favorite zoo is San Diego Zoo. And I've only been there one time, but that's probably the best zoo, like, I've ever experienced. I've been to museums, but the zoo is a lot of fun, and it's a learning experience.
Right. You like animals.
Yeah, I do love animals, but I don't want any.
Right. I had a shih tzu for 18 years.
Oh, really? What happened to your shih tzu?
Yeah, his name was Shiva, and I loved him so much. 18 years. Amazing. Tell me about the men in your life.
I have a boyfriend. His name is Cordarius.
And he's gorgeous.
Yes, he's gorgeous. He is 26. 7 years old. I'm just turned 26, so in June he'll be 28.
And if you ever decide to get married, I'm going to do the ceremony as a reverend.
Correct. So we've been together for 6 years, and we have a great relationship. He's more of a best friend first, and I think that's why things work for us, because we're very close, and we're very open with each other. He is from Georgia. He's from Albany, Georgia. He has a really good head on his shoulders. And, we've been together 6 years. We don't live together, but I want to wait till we get married to, you know, live together. He respects the fact that I'm working on my craft and I'm trying to be the best me. So things really do work out for us, because I know a lot of guys, they want more time, they want you in their presence every 20 minutes, and he understands that I work and I go to school, and he kind of has my best interest whenever I can't, you know, Sal, whenever I can't do something, he kind of comes in and tries to get it done for me.
Right. He's been very helpful to me, thanks to you.
Yes. But yeah.
You told me once that you may wait till you're 30 to get married.
That's the thing for me. I want to wait till I'm 30 to get married, only because I need to focus on my career and where I'm headed at, and I feel like with marriage and husband, I can't do that because a lot of times I don't make it home, and I know as a wife that's not okay.
Yeah.
A lot of times I can't make it home, and my schedule is very busy. I can't cook every night, you know?
Right, right. Well, that's good. Well, you're young. You're very young.
Yeah.
I didn't get married the first time. I'm not a good role model, but I was married twice briefly. But I didn't get married till I was 29. I think that's what it was. Can't quite remember. But, I'm an extreme case of a careerist. I started acting when I was 18, and I'm 82 now, and I'm still acting. So I've done 412 movies and starring roles on television, and that would have been hard to do if I was married and having kids all along. However, at 82, I still want to get married if I find Mr. Right. I intend to live to be 105. And so that would be 23 years of good marriage if I met him this year. But I'm okay if I don't get married. You know, I'm fine with just... I have a friend, Kevin, who's my escort to everything, you know. He's like a best friend, best friendship friend. Escort. When I need to have a terrific looking escort on my arm, that's Kevin. But I'm not in an intimate relationship, and that's okay with me. However, I look at you and Concarius, did I say it right? Yeah, I look at you guys and I think it's great. I think it's just terrific what you have between you.
Yeah, I agree. And I agree. You should definitely, if you want to get married again, will you, if you were to get married again and your husband was to ask for you to move in with him, which means moving out of your place, would you do it?
If he was rich enough. I really like my place, but if it was a house, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And a wonderful piece of land, animals. I would do that. I really love my place, though. I've been here 35 years. I have all my paintings on the wall. But I'm not in a relationship now, and I look at people like you, and I kind of envy you because you guys are so supportive of each other.
Yeah, definitely.
And you've been my friend and caretaker for 9 months now, and when you can't make it, you send him to me. And that's so sweet of you because he's got that same unconditional loving thing that you do. And you guys are peas in a pod.
Yes, we are. What about your career, Sal? So what's next for Sally Kirkland?
Okay. In April 11th, I fly to, I forgot the name of the city. Oh, Zero Beach, Florida, where there's a gala opening of my film called Sallywood, which sounds like a documentary, but it's really a feature film in and around my life, written by my former assistant of 12 years, who wrote about what it was like to be an assistant to this actress. And it's very funny, and it's very touching and sad in places. And they're going to make a big deal over me April 11th. So what are we now? We're almost March 1st. So I'm looking forward to that. And then if you go to Tubi, I have two films playing now. One is called, that I star in. One is called Cuck, C-U-C-K. Which is kind of a drama. And the other is called Double Threat, which is kind of an erotic thriller. And I'm going to do a film called Adam and Steve in a couple of months. It will be the sequel to Adam and Steve I did 20 years ago. And What else have I got going on? Last Tuesday, I starred in a film on television called what was it called? I'm having a senior moment. A Skeleton in the Closet with Terrence Howard and Cuba Gooding Jr.
Oh.
So I was the white girl. And what else? That's it for now, I think. My agent and manager submit me all the time for things, so I'm up for some things, but I can't talk about them yet.
Okay. Well, do you think that you will ever stop acting?
No. No, I'll live to be 105, and I'll be acting at 105.
Okay.
Cicely Tyson is a role model for me, and she was acting at 99.
Really? Oh, that's great, Sal.
An astrologer told me when I was 18 that I was going to be worldwide famous when I was an old, old woman. So I don't think of myself as old right now, even though I'm 82. So I plan to live, like I said, another 20, 21, 22 years.
Yes. And I want you to tell me about 80 for Brady.
Oh, 80 for Brady is the last film I had out. It's about 80-year-old women like Jane Fonda, Sally Struthers, Lily Tomlin, and what's her name? Darn it, Latino. Darn it. Oh, all my scenes are with her. Very famous Latino actress. Anyway. Rita Moreno. Rita Moreno and I have scenes talking about and gazing lovingly at Tom Brady, who's gorgeous, of course. And Rita's great. You know, she's 91 or 92 now, and she's so youthful and so talented. And, you know, sings and dances and acts dramatically and comedically. She's a wonderful, wonderful human being and co-star with me. So 80 for Brady, I'm sure it's on Amazon or someplace now, you can see. And I have a very funny role as an 80-year-old who's in love with Tom Brady. And we have 1 minute till we take a break. But it's fun you asking me questions. Let's continue to do this after the break where we'll take turns asking each other questions, okay?
Okay.
Okay, honey.
Our sponsor today has been the Church of the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness. The purpose of the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness, MSIA, is to teach soul transcendence, which is becoming aware of yourself as a soul and as one with God, not as a theory, but as a living reality. MSIA offers an approach to living that focuses on how to incorporate spirituality into your everyday life. We call it practical spirituality. You can reach MSIA by going into the web on www.msia.org or phoning area code 323-737-4055 and asking to be on the free mailing list. You can also go into your web and find out events, prayer lists, latest news, and any books and tapes available. God bless you. Another of today's sponsors is the Institute for Individual and World Peace, otherwise called IIWP, or IWIP, in Los Angeles at 2101 Wilshire. We have many workshops and seminars related to the subject of individual and world peace. I, Sally Kirkland, feel that at this time of war in the Middle East, that nothing is more important than all of us working on our individual peace so we can help world peace.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
So you said on the break that you're open to talk about anything. What are your plans for the next 20 years?
The plan, my plans for the next 20 years is first get my business started. That's number one priority right now. I also want to travel to Bali.
Maui?
No, Bali.
Oh, Bali. Oh,
yes, and Thailand, and I want to travel there. I've been a lot of places. I've been to Puerto Rico, Miami, Houston. I've been a lot of places that's very local. So I want to go to Bali. I want to go to Thailand.
Thailand? I've been to Thailand.
You've been there?
I love Thailand. I have a lot of pictures I'll show you of me in Thailand.
Oh, you have to show me pictures. But yes, that's where I want to go. And I won't take another trip until those are the trips I'll be taking. So my birthday just recently passed. I just turned 26, February 3rd. I was supposed to be in New Orleans, but I ended up canceling my trip because I go to New Orleans since I was 24. I went every year for my birthday around Mardi Gras.
Uh-huh.
And I went last year. I had so much fun. And I was supposed to go this year. Everything was booked. But the last minute, my Airbnb host canceled the Airbnb. And he took it off. He canceled it, took it off, and then put it back on there for more money. I guess because of Mardi Gras, he wanted more money.
Right.
So I was just kind of over it. I was like, oh, okay, I'm over it. So then I decided, like, my next trip would be to Bali.
Oh, you know, you and Marlon Brando. Marlon Brando used to always go to Bali when he wanted to get away from Hollywood and showbiz. Yeah, that's great.
And then after that, marriage. And then
you want to get married.
Yes, I want to get married. And I want my wedding on the beach.
On the beach with Sally Kirkland, the ordained minister, bearing you.
Yes. I want I don't want to wear a white dress at my wedding either. A lot of people say that it's kind of like weird that I don't want to wear a white dress, but I want my dress to be pink. Pink is one of my favorite colors other than red, but I wouldn't wear red at my wedding, so pink it is. I want to have a lot of bridesmaids. I wanted to just elope. That was like my plan from like when I was like, all right, weddings seem to be too much. I just want to go to the courthouse, go to Vegas, elope. But I decided that I do want a wedding now because being with Cordarius is kind of different.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like we both deserve a wedding.
Yeah, right on.
So that's my plan. I do want the wedding. And then
how about on the sunset on the Malibu beach?
That sounds nice, Al.
Yeah, there's a place called Paradise Cove, which is kind of private and beautiful. And that would be great.
Yeah, I agree. We'll discuss it when the time comes. So after marriage, I do want a kid.
Yeah.
I'm kind of in and out about the kid situation because I'm great with kids. I love kids. I work with kids. But I know that a lot of my business affairs and everything will be not put on hold, but I won't be able to be as hands-on. So I'm thinking I'll have my first kid at 32, 33.
Right.
So I'm 26 now. I'm thinking 32, 33 for my first kid.
Uh-huh. And by then you'll have your career set.
Yeah, I'll have my career set, and I feel like I'll have enough years into my business to where, like, if I do go and sit down for 9 months, and I, even though I'll be playing the background, I'll still be around, but I won't be as hands-on as I am going to be the first few years. So even though that is a concern, I want to be able to run a great business from home.
Uh-huh.
Because I do want, when I do have a kid, I do want to take off a lot of time, and I want to dedicate some time to my kids and raising them and, you know, being a good mom.
Do you care, or would you prefer to have a girl or a boy?
I have to have a boy. I cannot do a girl. I don't want...
Why is that?
Well, because my attitude, Sally, is like out of this world. And I, sometimes I think, like, even for Kadarius, I'd be like, I don't even know why he just deals with this attitude, because I feel like I wouldn't be able to deal with it. And I know that they say, it's a saying that goes around, they say that your kid attitude is 10 times yours. So I feel like my attitude is already at a 50.5. So I can't deal with nobody attitude worse than mine. My attitude is horrible. So I feel like I have a great personality, and I feel like it takes a lot for me to have attitude, but when the attitude comes, it's bad. So I just feel, and then I feel like I don't, not that I'm not girly enough. Actually, I'm not girly enough. I feel like I need a kid to where I can say, hey, put this shirt and these shoes on and your shoes and let's go. And, for a girl, you have to take more time. You have to comb your hair. You have to, and I don't really know how to do hair. I don't know if I ever told you this, Sally, but I don't know how, not even my own hair. That's why I'm always getting my hair done. You, you always say, like, you have so many hairstyles.
I do in my, late 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. But I'll be the spiritual grandmother.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be fun to be a force in your motherhood.
Yes, I would love to have you. Oh, you're so inspiring. You say nice things all the time.
Oh, thank you.
You're very encouraged.
And you are very encouraged. And you, your eyes twinkle when you smile.
Thanks, Sal.
But you know? What's that?
That is my plan. My 2 year thing. And, hopefully I have a house. And, you know, everything is going the way I prayed for it to go.
Uh-huh.
So I know that I just have to put the work in. I know it'll happen. I'm just going to put the work in. Try to my best ability. I'm going to stay in school. But June, I will be trying to switch off careers. And, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Right on. So what was your happiest day in your life?
The happiest day in my life. Let me think. First one will be graduating high school. Oh, getting accepted to the school that I go to now, which is LACC, and getting accepted to the pre-nursing program. That was kind of the happiest day of my life, too, because at that time, I was thinking that I wouldn't get accepted then. And I was a little, when I first went to nursing, remember I told you I graduated at 16? So, 17, I was trying to get into more so to say like a nursing program. That's when I was trying to get into a nursing program. I was going to American Career College. I think it's right here, not in Hollywood. I don't know what city that is, but it's not far. It's kind of by Children's Hospital. It's American Career College. And I went there. I was 17 years old, and I was going for the LVN program. And I sat down with like a counselor. She was going to be my counselor if I enrolled into the school. And we were having a conversation, and she kind of discouraged me. She was like, oh, how many, and it stuck with me for a very long time, because I'm 26 now. This is when I was 17 years old. She was telling me, like, yeah, are you sure that you want to be a nurse? And she was saying, how many nurses you know that are 17? And I'm like, I don't really know any nurses. So, and she was just like, yeah, I don't think that's for you. You should try to be a medical assistant. So I left there, and I was very discouraged.
Right. Now hold that thought.
hold that thought. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back, and you'll pick up where you left off, okay?
Okay.
Another one of our sponsors today has been Spiritual Warrior, The Art of Spiritual Living, a wonderful book written by John Roger, a New York Times number one best-selling author. This is put out by Manifold Press, and about the book, John Bradshaw says, Spiritual Warrior is a life-changing book. John Roger echoes my own intense desire to preserve spiritual focus in a world filled with distraction and anxiety. I welcome his crystal-clear light on the pathway of self-discovery. I found the words of a wise, practical man in Spiritual Warrior. You can access this by going into www.spiritualwarrior.org or phoning 323-737-4055 and asking for the shipping department, or ask in your local bookstore. God bless you. Our sponsor today has been Peace Theological Seminary, a sister organization of the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness. Peace Theological Seminary offers classes on the web. If you call 323-737-4055 and ask for PTS, they can put you on a free mailing list and explain the various classes that are offered, including classes in forgiveness, abundance, service, and many other subjects. Please, please, please call 323-737-4055 and ask for Peace Theological Seminary and ask to be mailed all of the available information. God bless you. Our sponsor today has been the Church of the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness. The purpose of the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness, MSIA, is to teach soul transcendence, which is becoming aware of yourself as a soul and as one with God, not as a theory, but as a living reality. MSIA offers an approach to living that focuses on how to incorporate spirituality into your everyday life. We call it practical spirituality. You can reach MSIA by going into the web on www.msia.org or phoning area code 323-737-4055 and asking to be on the free mailing list. You can also go into your web and find out events, prayer lists, latest news, and any books and tapes available. God bless you.
You're listening to CHSR, Real Radio, on the web.
I can't remember what we were talking about before the break. Do you remember?
Me being discouraged of not wanting to be a nurse. And my happiest moment is getting into the pre-nursing program.
Say that again. Your happiest moment is...
getting into the pre-nursing program after being discouraged.
Right.
So when I did get into the pre-nursing program, I was 19. And
really?
I was already discouraged from being a nurse. But I still wanted to do it at my pace, though. I didn't want to go to school. I didn't want to do anything. I wanted to do the LVN because they said the LVN would take a year. And after becoming the LVN, it would be easier to become an RN. So I feel like that is what I wanted to do, but I feel like the way I went was better for me because I'm at the point where I'm like, I don't feel like I'll be happy in having that as a career or being a registered nurse for all these years, and it's not what I really wanted, but it's what I went to school for, so I'll be making unhappy money.
Yeah.
So
it's
I have
given you a wonderful, your work with that has given you a wonderful healing, caretaking energy.
Yeah, definitely. And I know what I kind of want out of life now. I can see my future.
Yeah. That's great. I want to be acting until I drop dead.
You love acting, Sally?
I love it. And I love producing. I produced myself in 42 movies.
Really? How many films do you have?
I've done 412 movies and starring roles on television.
Wow. That is a lot.
Yeah, but I haven't exactly produced any children, so it's been a full-time job.
Yeah.
Which is fine. You know, I figure, I believe in reincarnation, and I figure I had a lot of children in a past life. But you're a child to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What inspired you to act?
Because when I was a little kid, my mother would give these parties. She was fashion editor, I told you. And I would like to tell stories to all of her friends. And she would call me from my room, and I would go into the living room and stand in front of each friend and tell them what I did in school that day and kind of show off. And so it was like being on stage at a very young age, you know. And like I said, I was president of the drama class, and then I went straight into theater and films and television. I didn't go to college, you know.
Yeah, that's great, though.
But I've been very happy with my life. I've had an extraordinary life, and I plan to keep it going till I'm a very old woman. An astrologer told me when I was 18 I was going to live a long, long, long life.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. So, what's your favorite color?
My favorite color is red and pink, but I really do like red.
Yeah, it's got a lot of vitality.
Yeah, I don't like lavender. I don't like no purple at all.
Uh-huh. And what sun sign are you, astrologically?
I'm an Aquarius.
Oh, so you're water. You're emotional.
Yeah, I'm an Aquarius.
You're a water sign. I am, too. I'm the Scorpio.
Yes.
Scorpio and Aquarius are very emotional. Very feeling.
Very emotional.
Yeah.
I agree.
I always say it wrong. Concarius? Did I say it wrong?
Aquarius.
Yeah. What is he?
He's a Gemini.
Ah, that's my rising sign. He loves to communicate, right?
Yeah, he loves to communicate. And it can be a good and a bad thing. Because we have to talk about everything. I can get over in the wrong lane. We've got to talk about that. And they have two personalities. That's the only thing. You just never know what you're going to get. They have two personalities. Like, kind of like split personalities. They have two personalities. You never know who you're going to get. They can be so sweet, and then they can be just like, all right, let me get away from these people. And my mom's also a Gemini, so they get along very well.
I have Gemini rising, and the love of my life is Bob Dylan, the triple Gemini.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How long did you date Bob Dylan for?
Well, I dated him in the late 70s, mm-hmm. and then again in the late 80s, and then again in the late 90s. And in between, we both had marriages.
Okay. So do you consider Bob Dylan your longest relationship?
Well, in the sense of being in three decades, yes, but in the sense of living under the same roof, no, that would be a guy named Tyrone Jackson, who lived here in this house with me for, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. I mean, what can I say? My first marriage lasted 3 months. My second marriage lasted a year and a half. So clearly I was meant to be, a loner in many ways. But Bob kept coming back into my life. I miss him. I haven't seen him in years, but we communicate.
Okay. And Bob Goodman is a singer, right?
Yeah. He's a genius, I think. I met him when I was 22. Now I'm 82.
That was 60 years.
Yeah, but I didn't start dating him until I was in my 30s.
Oh, okay. But you guys were friends before you guys started dating.
Well, when I met him when I was 22, he was a star, and I was just a beginning actress. But then, years later, we re-met through a friend, and he clearly became the love of my life. Yeah, I love him. I love his music. I love his artwork. I love him.
Did you ever date any other actresses?
Bob?
No, you. Did you date any other actresses like yourself?
Did I ever date them?
Yeah, date an actress, another actress. Because I know Bob Dylan's a singer. He's not an actress, right?
You're asking me if I ever dated another actor, right?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Let me see. Now that I think about it, I can't. Chris Christopherson, the actor singer. These are probably people who are too old for you. Who else? I can't think right now. Sorry. My first husband was a jazz producer and a DJ. No, my first husband was a singer, a recording artist, Michael Jarrett, and he wrote songs for Elvis Presley. My second husband was a jazz producer and a DJ. I've always been into music. We're almost in our last segment, or maybe we're in our last segment. I'm not sure. Jay will tell us. But I've had fabulous men in my life.
Yes.
Yeah. Even though I didn't stay married to them. Free spirit.
Our sponsor today has been the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness. I, Reverend Sally Kirkland, give introduction, tape, video, and audio seminars with the teachings of John Roger and John Morton. I can be accessed by your going into www.sallykirkland.com and emailing me or calling 323-650-2215. Welcome, and please find us. Another one of our sponsors today is the book, The Tao of Spirit, by John Roger and Mandeville Press. I'm looking at a quote on one page of the book of Lao Tzu's that says, "Without going outside, you may know the whole world." And a quote of John Roger's, "Don't let yourself get confused when you have depressions, anxieties, and frustrations, that you're sitting anywhere less than in the presence of the Lord." This is a book that may also be accessed via the web, www.msia.org, and then going into Mandeville Press and asking about the book, The Tao of Spirit, or calling 323-737-4055. Our sponsor today has been Peace Theological Seminary. a sister organization of the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness. Peace Theological Seminary offers classes on the web. If you call 323-737-4055 and ask for PTS, they can put you on a free mailing list and explain the various classes that are offered, including classes in forgiveness, abundance, service, and many other subjects. Please, please, please call 323-737-4055 and ask for Peace Theological Seminary and ask to be mailed all of the available information. God bless you. Insight Seminars. Do you have the life you've always wanted? Do you have love, joy, confidence, success, and happiness? Are you as effective in creating what you want as you would like to be? We have ongoing seminars in Southern California and worldwide. Please go into www.insight.org or call 310-315-9733. As a graduate and a former facilitator of Insight 4 for 18 years, I can only say, do yourselves a favor. Do it.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hi, we're on our last 8-minute segment now. So, I love that you believe in God. God is the most important thing in my life. When I was like 5 years old, I was in church school. My father put me in church school, so I learned English and math and science in a church. And then on Sundays, I'd go to Sunday school. And then when I went away to prep school, it was Episcopalian, and so I sang in the choir, and I again went to church. And then when I graduated, I was an atheist for a while. Mm-hmm. And then I discovered that what I really wanted was Eastern and Western philosophy, not just Christ, but also Buddha. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I wanted to have Eastern and Western religions. And so that led me to find the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness, which is the church I've been involved with. I'm an ordained minister for 50 years now. And for anyone listening who's interested, go to msia.org. and browse, you really get high. And so I met a man named John Roger, and he was my spiritual teacher for 50 years. He passed on in 2014. And now I have a teacher, John Morton, who he gave the mantle of the Christ to, and the Christ consciousness, I should say. I'm so grateful you came into my life, Lavender. I believe in reincarnation, and I believe we've known each other before in other lifetimes.
I agree. You helped me out in a lot of ways, too.
Yeah?
I thought that you're very inspiring, and you helped me out to stay focused.
Say that again, what you just said?
You helped me to stay focused. You're very inspiring. You're very caring, and you make it very easy to care for you, because I've had people to care for, and it wasn't easy. You're very easygoing, and it helps me stay on my studies.
Oh, thank you. Well, we love each other a lot, and we balance each other out. I was brought up by an African-American woman named Louise. She was my real mother, because my mother was so busy being fashion editor of Vogue in life, she didn't have too much time to be a mother. So Louise brought me up, and she sang in a Christian choir. Mm-hmm. She sang gospel. She was converted to Judaism, and she wore a turban for Allah. So she was all three religions.
Really?
Which was great, because it helped me accept all spiritual paths and accept everybody, no matter what race, creed, religion. And Louise is great. Very important chapter in my life, bringing me up as a child and a teenager, an early teenager. Very important. So the fact that you're African American is great for me because it's so important in my life. And I did a movie called Darn It. Anyway, Cicely Tyson and I starred, and it was about the Watts riots, and I got to really show my love for her. She was my best friend. She was African American, and it won all sorts of awards. What was it called? Darn it. Can't remember. I'll think of it after the show is over. But I hope that you remain in my life for the rest of my life. I'm sure we've known each other in many lives, and you may have been for my children. You know, I had two abortions. Maybe you're trying to get into my life, Lavender.
I agree.
Somebody's trying to break into this phone call. I think it's because I had told this dear friend of mine, Fern Champion, that we would do the radio show on the 26th. And today's the 26th, and I totally forgot. But I'll make it up to her. We'll do it next week. So what are you going to do today?
Today I'm going to go to class at 5:30. And then after my class, I'll head over to, first I'm going to work out. When I leave from where I am, I will go to work out because I'm on a journey to lose a total of 70 pounds. I'm 24 down. So I'm going to the gym first. After the gym, I'm going to get some rest. I didn't get much sleep last night, so I'll go head home and get some rest. And then I have a class, and I'll head to my class after that. And then tonight is history. I don't really have any thing to do tonight.
Right.
What about you, Sal?
Well, at 3 o'clock today, my physical therapist comes named Dylan, named after Bob. And at 7 o'clock tonight, I'm on the ministerial board of my church, the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness, MSIA.org, for those of you who are curious. So I go to the meeting of the ministerial board. I do that online. And what else am I going to do today? I'm just going to relax and kick back, and maybe you and I will go shopping for food. I noticed there's no food in the house. You know what I was eating? I was eating gummies for constipation, and I didn't realize it was for constipation because I was so hungry, and I went in the kitchen, and all I saw was a jar with these gummies. You're supposed to laugh at that. But you don't think that's funny?
I'm not sure. I have a question for you, Sal.
Yeah.
I seen a movie online. I think Cody had told me about it. It was a while ago. And it's End with Falls. It's your
what
movie.
What was it called?
It Ends with Falls. I don't know, it has Falls in it.
Falls?
Yeah, F-A-L-L-S.
Oh, really? In the movie?
No, you don't fall. It's a movie, and it's called Falls. F-A-L-L-S. Yes. And you were in the movie, and Cody had told me about it. He told me it was one of his favorite movies.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember doing it.
Yeah, he said it was one of his favorite movies of you. He told me to look it up. I seen it on Google, but it never showed me where I could find it to watch it.
No, I think he's got the wrong title. But I'll tell you a film you can get today on YouTube is The Haunted, which I got a Golden Globe nomination for.
Oh, okay. What is The Haunted?
The Haunted. It's a really emotional part, and it's very touching, and I believe in God. the character believes in God. So we have 1 minute, so I just want to say how grateful I am for Lavender Howard. Thank you for being my caretaker and my friend and being a best friend. And I hope you'll do this with me again.
I would love to do it with you again, Sal. And I'm also grateful for our relationship and being your caretaker and your best friend.
Oh, great. Well, you all have a great day today.